see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad and the air is acid rain. There's a rumbling in the ground, and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of 20 sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Hey, welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this show, and welcome this afternoon. We're going to continue on with talking about Tavistock and the setting up of cultures. That's exactly what Satan is doing today. The supernatural is behind it all. There's no way around it. No way whatsoever around it. I believe in being realistic. And I like being positive and all that sort of thing, but also got to be realistic. There is a rainbow at the end of this storm that's coming. First you're going to have a false rainbow, then there's going to be a storm, and then a real rainbow, you might want to call it. And that's toward the millennial reign. That may not be this generation. They said in 1800s, it's that generation. They thought back in the days of the disciples that this generation shall not pass. They thought it was that generation. But they rejected Jesus, so Daniel's 70th week was extended, you might say. Hadn't happened yet. The war to end all wars, World War I. They thought that was a generation. They thought Hitler was the Antichrist. Heck, they thought Charles Maine was the Antichrist. They thought Napoleon was the Antichrist. But people don't know the signs of the times. You see, they don't read the Bible. If the Jews of the days of when Jesus came to Jerusalem read the scriptures of the Old Testament, the Torah at that time, the Masoretic text, the Old Testament, that's what that is. Several 100 prophecies told them who the Christ would be. Jesus, the Messiah. Didn't say Jesus, but the prophecies of the coming Messiah was given to them in the Old Testament, in the readings, the scriptures of the Old Testament. If they had studied it, known it, they would have recognized who he was. It says a lot for the rabbis of the time, does it not? They should have known already. Yeah. Disciples didn't know till they walked with him, and they still didn't believe it until after he died and rose again, and there he was in his glorified body. They still, Thomas is stubborn. Thomas didn't believe till he could actually touch the hole with his hand. Even after the disciples said, "We saw him, he's back." "No, I don't believe it. He's back, we saw him. I don't believe it." Mary says, "I know, I saw him, I brought the news." "I don't believe it until I see the holes in his hand." And they lived with him, they walked with him, saw the miracles, and still didn't believe. Now we today are expected to believe and have never seen. That's what Jesus said to Thomas. "Blessed are they who have not seen yet believe." That's why I do not believe that anyone has seen Jesus to date, since after John of Patmos. Why would he take that away? Blessed are those. And then when they use wrong Bibles or they have wrong doctrine coming out of the scriptures that's written, and they say Jesus came to them? No way. Not possible. So then we begs the question, which I'm not going to go into, but begs the question, who'd they see? Maybe Sananda Manuel, the false prophet that looks like our hippie Jesus? Jesus is no hippie. What's hippie mean? Well, for those not of the baby boomers, it means long-haired males wearing robes, walking around. That's not Jesus. The long hair is the glory of a woman. It says so in the Bible. If you're going to study the Bible, then you got to go with every single verse. Look it up. The glory of a woman's her long hair. Is a long hair. So that means that men didn't have long hair. That's why it was such a sight back in the 50s and 60s when they came out with when Tavistock created rock and roll to change the culture to men with long hair. It became such a old fogies complaint. "Hey, John, what? What's that, a man or a woman over yonder?" "I don't know. Looks like a woman." "No, walks like a man." "Hey, you. You that long-haired boy. You tell me, say hello so I can hear your voice, if you're a man or a woman." And they make fun. I'm not making fun of the making fun. But the point is, it was a big thing in the 50s and 60s to see a man with long hair. When the Beatles came out, what's those bangs doing there? Was that a man or a woman? I don't know. Then they came over to the United States, long hair. The point is, the Jesus that you think you know is Jesus, that ain't Jesus. Jesus didn't have long hair. He wasn't a hippie. Although the hippies back then had the right idea about war, I hate to say, but they did. They were right all along. For the wrong reasons, but they were right that about war. That's another story. I am a former U.S. Marine, and I believed in war because protecting our country, you got to fight, man. You come over here, you're going to have your butt kicked and sent back to the country you came from, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I believed in all that. Then I believed in, heck, we're going to come over there on your side, man. We'll come your front door. You want to come over here? We'll come over there. That was my attitude till I learned that every single war, from the time this colony ever became a colony, which we are today, oh yeah, it's another story, have fought in, and even the wars before this thing called America ever existed, all the way back to Runnymede, Charlemagne, Magna Carta, it doesn't matter, keep going back beyond that, every single war was pre-planned with the outcome already determined. Certainly, World War I, World War II, Civil War, our Revolutionary War, War of 1812, man, just keep naming them. They all are predetermined. Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, they're already predetermined who's going to win and lose. They even counted, knew how many they're going to lose as far as how to fill up Arlington. They knew how many. They have a secret little insurance policy on every American soldier that dies either way that they collect on that dependents don't know about. Plus the accepted for value money they get from the day they were born. There's a social insurance policy put out on every American citizen by virtue of your birth certificate. For $1 million, every birth certificate is worth to the IMF $1 million. Collecting interest in Switzerland. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can collect on that, too, but you got to know how. Family, we've been lied to bad for generations upon generations upon generations. And Europe has been lied to bad when it weren't being slaughtered by the Roman Catholic Church. You ever heard of the Inquisition? Yeah. 1200 A.D. to 1800 A.D., the Vatican slaughtered, murdered 50 to 68 million people in Europe. Huh? Nobody talks about that. Cardinal Bea, Alberto Rivera confirms it, and others that followed up on research. Oh, yeah, it happened. Slaughter and St. Bartholomew Massacre in the 16th century of French Huguenots, who are Christian, of course. 70 to 100,000 in less than 2 weeks. A slaughter. Nobody talks about it. I talk about it. Jesuits are a bunch of murdering cockroaches. They're totally evil, beyond words. And they're in your military. They're in your schools. Infiltrated. Where there's one, there's 20. And they're nothing but total evil. And they pretend to be Christian. They pretend to be your friend. They pretend whatever, and they poison the cup. They are totally evil. And they're the ones that's connected to the destruction of the Roman Catholic Church, called the re-spiritualization, yet to happen. And you don't believe me? Look up Teilhard de Chardin. T-E-I-L-H-A-R-D space D-E space C-H-A-R-D-I-N. A Jesuit priest who's the father of the New Age movement, setting up the re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church and to continue the slaughter they've been doing already. I expose every bit of it, family, for what it really is. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, but before I do that, and all I've told you so far, is that they will not win. Evil cannot slay, evil cannot defeat the Creator. It's not possible. Because he already knows. Our future is his memory. You see, our future is his memory. He knows what's going to happen even before it. He knows the end from the beginning. He's always ahead, always. In every case, they'll never, ever outthink him. Yet they will continue to try. Whole idea is for you to make your choice who you're going to follow. Because that end game is approaching very quickly. Heaven is real. Okay, if you want to call it another dimension, okay, whatever. But it's real. It's not some philosophical, religious bunch of mumbo jumbo. It's an actual physical presence and location that you can't see nor get there in the fleshly body. So your DNA must be translated and changed. I like to get down to the molecule to explain what's going on and not leave anything out that I can, possibly, to show you the whole gambit. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and I got a load of things to talk about today and tomorrow, too. It'll just continue on. I want to breach the subject eventually, either tomorrow or Monday. I'm not sure how far I'll get, but I want to breach the subject, certainly early next week, if not tomorrow, on the nationalization of police. I've been talking about this, warning about this for the past 5 years, and even before I was on a broadcast radio, I've been warning about nationalization of police. And the cops that are good cops, if you ever listen to my broadcast, I'll tell you now, you better watch your back or your fellow law enforcement officers who are Freemasons. And the ones you see are shady, there's a reason why you know it. And the ADL, training your police, they have no business there. ADL is training our police departments and federal agencies. And the ADL has no business sticking little rubby noses in law enforcement. But they're there for ill will, death, and destruction, the ADL, which is under the Tavistock, under the Committee of the 300 of the Illuminati. And they're nothing but evil, the ADL. And it has nothing to do with Jews. Jews are the ones that are in the head of it, but the Jesuits pull their strings and they dance to the puppeteer. Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholars. That's where the evil lies. So the evil pretends to be good. And the Shriners, at the highest level, the hat that's dipped in blood is the red hat, the fez. You better know your history. And they worship Lucifer. That's a fact. They don't tell your Blue Lodge this until they get you totally brainwashed to tell you. This is what's really going on. If you would do the research, it would open your eyes. Let's dedicate the broadcast, and then I want to get moving. I'm anxious to get started today. Lord, we come before you today in prayer. Lord, I pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who we know died on the cross for our sins, was raised from the dead, and ascended to be on the right side of the Father. Father, we know he's coming back. Lord, in the meantime, we need that Holy Spirit to guide us today. Guide us in these broadcasts. Guide us in our lives. And Lord, influence others, touch others that, Father, we come in touch with, and Lord, to meet others that confirm our thoughts, our lessons learned, our heart. Lord, the temptations are great down here, but Father, I know that you've been through them all. We pray, Lord, for patience. I do, Father, I pray for patience. Encourage, opportunity, Lord, to continue spreading the word. Father, to bring those who are in search of knowledge, to bring those who have knowledge to share it. And I walk toward that time of the tribulation begins. You pray for children, Lord, that are being attacked in the most subtle ways. We pray for our veterans, Lord, that we know are undergoing a veteran genocide by the very government it serves, by the Illuminati, by the secret societies, that's targeted our veterans by design. And Lord, the destruction of the families that's been orchestrated since the 50s, Father, we pray that these families will be brought back together, that there's no secrets among the family members. And Father, the men will take charge, pray with the family, and bring that family back together. Father, guide us in our mission and what you have us to do. Because thy will be done, not our own. That's why, Father, we pray. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. There's a time when I didn't even pray before meals. When someone would ask me, Tom, you want to pray? I'd choke up. Well, being on the air for 5 years now and changing myself as the Holy Spirit's guided me, it's taken 5 years. I have no problem praying. But it's taken a lot of work. I didn't feel worthy to even pray. That's what it really boiled down to. So the words would not come out because I was not born again. I thought I was. I call myself a Christian or whatever. It's better than being called a Muslim or Satanist or whatever. So I'm a Christian, sure. Go to church, doesn't mean anything. Put money in the plate, don't mean anything. It's what you really do, how you really act when nobody's watching. It's what you really think when you start looking and lusting. You say, man, cut that out. God knows everything you do before you even know you're going to do it. I've changed a lot from the time that I was being totally stupid. It took a long time because I'm stubborn. But God had to take me down to the low, low, low to get my attention. He got it. He got my attention. Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's got to take everything you got away. He's got your attention. Okay. Point is, He don't have our attention here in America. He's going to take a lot away. You be ready. We're not a blessed country. We're placated. We never won our freedom in 1776. We're placated. We won the battles. We lost the war at the Paris Peace Treaty, unknown to most Americans. Lied to by so-called historians and these alleged colleges. History that's totally bogus. Family, we're a colony today. We've been lied to all along. Okay, so we have been. Now, pull your bootstraps up and see where the true Savior lies. That's Jesus Christ. And the true kingdom is heaven, not here on earth. Everything you got here on earth is backwards. Everything dies, rusts, rots, consumed, stolen, given away, whatever. Every single case. Someone will say, I heard it the other day. Well, I'm 70 years old. I got to get going. I said, get going for what? To my bucket list. I said, bucket list? What do you mean bucket list? I knew what he meant, but I didn't want to say it anyway. Yeah, I mean, get some things done before I die. Uh-huh. Bucket list. Yeah, get your bucket list done. So you do 10 things, you know, before you die. Well, everything you've done in that bucket list or going to do is temporary. Once you've done it, it's over. You did it. Okay, whoopee-doo. You did it. You climbed Mount Everest. You went fishing in the Great Lakes. Whatever it is. We've done it. You've done it. It's over. Now what? Now what you got? It's all backwards. It's all gone. When you've done it and it's over. So what? But everything with God is future, no backwards. Everything spiritual is future, not die, rust, rots, consumed, or whatever. Everything on this earth is going away. And it's going to be rebuilt to a permanent, eternal state. But before then, there's got to be judgment. Or God had lied to us the whole time, and He don't lie. And I will not be the first to say He does. No, because He tells the truth. And there's judgment coming to every human being. No matter how far you suck down in the seat or hide in the cave, it don't matter where you are or where you go on any square inch of this earth. Judgment is coming. There is no way possible. You can be a SEAL team guy, live off the land, build your own log cabin. I don't know, don't care. Because no matter where you go, on the New World Order, they're going to find you. And you're going to need resources. That's why they control it. No matter where you go, what you do, God's going to judge each and every one of us in one of two judgments. The judgment seat of Christ for believers. Great white throne for those going to hell. Great white throne is what degree of hell you're going to get. That's all that's going to be decided there. There's no getting out of it. The judgment seat of Christ is what reward are you going to get? Some will get none. Some will get some. It's an actual supper. It's an actual marriage supper of the Lamb. Before his return in Armageddon, it will happen. Family, the supernatural is the rule. So my point is, everything on this earth dies, rusts, rots. You got it? Everything. So how can it go forward? It can't. The molecules rub together. The molecules are moving all the time. That's what makes it solid. Well, you got thermodynamics. Means after a while it's going to wear out. Includes flesh. Computers. Trees. Houses. You notice that? That really nice new 2015 Cadillac that even talks to you. Hello, Tom. Welcome. Shall I adjust a seat for you? Or whatever. I don't have one. I mean, all these things. Maybe even brews you a cup of coffee in the glove compartment. Whatever it is. Family, that's going to end up in a junkyard. I don't care what it is. It's going to rust eventually. And you're going to get you another one. It's going to become a used car. Then eventually it's going to get old. And it's going to be junked. Every single time. But God's world, God's heaven, doesn't have thermodynamics. Has a bright light. Has love. It's coming. That's what I look at, is the reality of where we are. Now, if you want to hang on this earth, go on ahead. But it's going to go away. That's a guarantee. Energy doesn't die. It's just moved somewhere else. You know what that somewhere else is? Heaven or hell. There's no in between. Heaven don't have Starbucks. In between, they don't have coffee shops. You going to go to heaven or you going to go to hell? You got to start deciding. Because you don't want your time's up. Sounds a little morbid, don't it? True. So your bucket list, what if it get cut short? Then what? What about that? You finish your bucket list. Now what? You going to have a second bucket list? Heck, nowadays you save money and all this. By the time you're 65, hey, the way to work things out, man. You got all this money saved up for retirement, assuming you got one. Now you're too daggum old to be able to use it. Anyway, today, what's going on? Well, you know, there's a story I'm going to tell you. I told it last night in the Bible study. I think I need to tell it today. A little one. A couple of them, if you don't mind. Hope it touches somebody. I don't know. You'll find it in Corinthians. First, and also 1 Thessalonians 4. A change for all believers. 1 Corinthians 15:51-52. But mainly, it's talking about the rapture. And I'm not going to pre-trib, mid-trib, all post-trib, all that stuff, because nobody knows anyway. But rapture of the living, it is coming. But nobody knows when. That's not the point. You see, Paul was talking. Paul wrote Corinthians, and Paul disclosed a mystery to the Corinthians. Now, when I'm done the story, I'm going to talk about Tavistock and control of populations and all that stuff. And a summary of what we talked about yesterday. I'm getting there. Y'all just a little patient out here. Paul disclosed a mystery to the Corinthians. Goes something like this. The mystery is that at the second coming of Christ, not to be confused with the rapture, all believers will be physically changed. Your body structure will be changed. What's called translated. To where you don't have thermodynamics anymore. As a matter of fact, the word translated has many different meanings. I actually found one of the meanings talking about a translation was DNA and RNA. I said, wow, you know. How'd they know that back in the 16th century? Anyway, those who are alive will be changed. Those who are dead, their body will be brought back in its fullness, but glorified. The change will take place instantly. Not like Lazarus. Lazarus died, went to Abraham's bosom, his soul and spirit, but his body stayed put. His body died, man. The body died, went to sleep, as they call it. Rigor mortis set in. You understand? 4 days. Rigor mortis. This guy was but graveyard dead. No coma, none of that. He's graveyard dead. You understand? And Jesus made sure. That's why Jesus waited to go to the grave of Lazarus, his friend. Because they wanted him to see raised from the dead. Lazarus was brought back to life, only to die again. But Enoch was taken. He never had time to write a book. He didn't write. Oh, yeah. And Enoch was a man loved by the Lord. Therefore, all of anything that Enoch would have written would have been exactly what the Bible would say today. But the book of Enoch, for example, is completely contradictory to the Bible we have today, with truth established for the knowledge of the fallen angels, but so what? They're going to hell anyway. Book of Enoch was written in the first century. The prophecy of Enoch was passed down to the generations by word of mouth. There's no book floating around. But the book of Enoch was written in the first century by the Gnostics to give testimony to the fallen angels. But Enoch, that's not the point. The book of Enoch, Enoch was taken alive. So in other words, Enoch never saw death. Elijah never saw death. Two, never saw death. There's your example. Lazarus was brought back to life. He died yet again, so his body was not changed. His body was changed only to take him out of the death state and given a new body, same old Lazarus. And Jesus Christ was even different. He resurrected himself. His body changed to where he could walk around on earth. After all, he also existed in the Garden of Eden. So, Jesus was also a different case of translation. But that's still not it. That was a side trail. The basis for this change is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the point. Is that faith? Peter walked on the water. When he saw Jesus, Jesus beckoned him to come, and he did. He said, man, walking on the water. He started getting afraid of the waves and the wind and all that, and his fear caused a lack of faith. He started sinking. The woman who had an issue of blood, saw Jesus, and who her faith, all I need to do is touch his robe and I'll be healed. She didn't talk to Jesus. Didn't say, come heal me. He slapped her on the forehead, so you're healed. He's just walking. She is thinking, all I got to do is touch his robe and I'll be healed by her faith. And she was healed. Then Jesus said, who touched me? Then he acknowledged her because the Holy Spirit was among them. The faith is what does it. That faith, true faith. Not Sunday morning faith, but Monday through Sunday faith. So looking ahead, there's a generation of Christians that will never die when that generation comes, before the tribulation begins, the great tribulation of the first trumpet. They'll go through the seals, but that's another story. But they'll not pass the portals of death, but will be quickened, translated by the Holy Spirit, and bodies changed suddenly and eternally. Your DNA will change, in other words. I'm heading to the point here in a minute, another point. For those who've died in the faith, fifth seal, it's yet to happen. Death will be the pathway to a richer, fuller life. Now, to my story. You thought that was a story, didn't you? No, it's not. There's an aged minister, an old minister, that was lost on an unpaved, unmarked road in West Texas. He went to a farmhouse there in Texas. Y'all know what I mean. He was going to inquire as to how he could reach his destination, this little, small West Texas town. So a little freckle-faced boy came to the, gave him the following directions. He said to the minister, "Well, sir, you go right down on the big road for several miles." He says, "Now, it's plenty sandy and it's rough. Sometimes you'll bog down and get stuck, but you keep going until you come to a graveyard. You go through that graveyard, and just on the other side, you'll come to a paved highway. Now you turn to the right, and the place you're looking for is just around the corner. When you get to the paved road beyond this graveyard, sir, your troubles will be over." Now, when he heard this, the minister thought as he rode along, he's going along this rough road, heading to this graveyard. He thought to himself, he said, "I'm traveling down this rough road of life. Sometimes it seems I almost bogged down. But after I travel life's road for a few more miles, I'm going to come to the graveyard. Then my troubles will be over. For God's highway and the heavenly home or just the other side of the cemetery." That came from Walter Brown Knight, a theologian. That's what's going on. And they don't want you to see that. They want to tell you there's a graveyard there. No, man. That graveyard's where you stop. You won't go no further. Matter of fact, on the way there, that road's almost impassable. Let us take you. That's what they're trying to tell you today. I say, get out of my way. I got an appointment to keep. Just shut up and get out of my way. In the meantime, you want to follow me? Go ahead. If you don't, it's your choice. But I'm heading to that paved road. Can't sit there and talk to him all day long because you'll never get to the paved road. But you ought to mention it, though, before you leave. The family yesterday, toward the last hour of the broadcast, you heard about Dr. Gilda, and I made a mistake yesterday. I made an error. She died February the 8th, not February the 11th. 3-day error, but it's still an error. The article that reported it was February the 11th, but her death was February the 8th. 2015. Now, she might have been a New Ager. She might have believed in the New Age, Christ consciousness, and all that. That's okay. That's her thing. But what she was saying yesterday about the frequency of hate, the mind control was right on target. Because that's why I played the other about Anthony Sutton. And I played the other report of that mouse that they hooked up to the brain and gave him thoughts and hooked up to the brain where you get dopamine by technological means. The way you do it by chemicals is called cocaine. Frequency vibration. It's how we operate. That's why I mentioned about translation. the vibration, frequencies of music, the frequencies of your body, the molecules, protons, photons, atoms, whatever, you know, you want to call them, are constantly moving, giving the facade of being physical, being solid. But nothing's solid, man. The only reason it's solid is because you're all moving at the same frequency. In other words, there's a variance of frequency where this water, I can put my finger in it, and I can drink it and taste it and all that. There's a variance of frequency that allows me to do that. Yep, that's good water. And I just tested it. See, it works. So now, you go beyond that, man, it disappears. It's still there. But the vibration is so fast, your vibration can't detect it. You can't see it. It's not there anymore. And there's a certain variance to where, as it's transitioning to that point, it gets hard to see, but you can see it, but it can pass through walls. How does it pass through a wall? Because the vibration is faster than the vibrations of the particles, molecules in the wall. So it goes right through them. It's really just physics is all it is. It's not magic. It's physics. It's the secrets of God's creation. God created these vibrations. Excuse me. These frequencies. The molecules, the atoms, the creation of man, the creation of the world. It's all put together by frequency vibrations. Well, problem is, Satan is quantified. Gave formulas, algebra, trigonometry, geometry. Attached formulas to them by trial and error to discover how God put it together. He ever heard of Tower of Babel? By knowledge, Satan thinks he can outthink God. That's what's going on today. That's where this science comes from in physics and chemistry and all this stuff. Matter of fact, science is part of what's called the Ashram rays to control mankind, but to identify and quantify God's creation. So they can learn how to manipulate it by trial and error. It's called science and physics and quantum physics. That's what that's all about. And they can only do it through mankind because they're transparent. They are spiritual. So for them to interact in this world, they must have a body. Or they must be able to influence that body through possession. Control from outside, avatars. Chalas, they call them. Channeling, they call it. And they can't do that unless that body has denounced Jesus Christ. Or they can't channel. That's my point. The power of God is so strong that they can't do any of that with the power of the Holy Spirit there to guide it, to repel it. And how he has protected our lives from all these hazards of chemical going on in our workplace, our homes. I did a research study on it, and it is like asbestos, cigarettes, drugs. Good gosh almighty. Good golly, Miss Molly. You cannot even believe the work is dangerous to your health. A handbook of health hazards in the workplace is about an inch and a half thick. It's unbelievable. Air cleaners and ducts and ventilations and asbestos and welding hazards and, oh my goodness. And I got a list of A through Z of all these substances, chemicals, parts per million. Unbelievable. It's amazing we're still living. But you are. Because the power of God keeps you there. With all that they're trying to do, you're still here. Antimony is industrial poisoning from antimony. It's not a clear-cut illness, but because a worker is usually exposed simultaneously to arsenic, present in impurity in the metals. Reports of illness in workers, especially mining and smelting, describes eye inflammation, nasal irritation, perforation of the nasal septum, chronic dermatitis ranging from mild rashes to eruptions resembling chicken pox, muscle pain, weakness, inflammation of the respiratory tract can lead to chemical pneumonia. irritation of the digestive tract, gastritis. Can cause loss of appetite, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain. Man, it just goes and goes and goes. They're killing people up in West Virginia and Tennessee and places of those coal mines by design. By design. And the Rockefellers, in the early turn of the century, were then started to take control of the mining industries, of coal mining, by massacres of human beings. Ludlow Massacre, several of them, they would murder groups of people through the detective agencies they hired. Are they in jail? No. Someone will stop them? No. Everything's covered over. Uh-huh. That's correct. Because they work for Satan for now. You see, this earth is doomed to fail. And then God's going to put another one here. And the failure is not a bad thing, because it's going to be replaced with a good thing. Who sides you on? So family, this frequency thing, I'm going to give you some to go on with that. Oh, by the way, while I'm in the peak of my broadcast, I want to remind you we are played up in highportradio.net. Highportradio.net also plays my broadcast and Bible studies. Remind you, John Kirkler is the operator of highportradio.net. He's up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. He has sponsors, and go to his website, find out his sponsors, and see if you live up there, you can use them. My website is watchmanforjesus.com, watchmanforjesus.com. And my Facebook is watchmanforjesus. And I send out my broadcast and Bible studies on the MP3 about every week. In a kind of distribution for those that can't listen or whatever. You can also listen to it by going to my website, either 24-hour streaming. And by the way, today is the 5th of March, just to get it on record. My website streams my archives 24/7. Today is live. Today, the 5th of March. Well, also, you can listen to me at TalkStream Live, TalkStreamLive.com. If you would, visit TalkStream Live and click on my picture and then click on that green bar and then come back to my website or listen to me there, whichever you prefer. Okay, Tavistock. Engineering cultures and control of populations. That's how Satan does it. You think they operate by themselves? No. Hardly. You recall yesterday, I'm not going to reiterate exactly what we talked about yesterday, but as was mentioning a little while ago, now back on track, Dr. Gildy, who died on the 8th of February 2015, was giving out a lot of information, you know, a lot of dangerous information because she is credible, a high level, international, and so forth. And even though she is New Age thinking, that is a 1 hour interview by Veritas, which I just covered about 20 minutes of it on my broadcast yesterday, and gave recognition to Veritas that that was her interview from the YouTube I found. It's 1 hour long. Well, when I found this part, I said that fits exactly with Anthony Sutton in vibrational qualities of frequencies and so forth. They have quantified emotions right down to like a radio station. In other words, the frequency of hate, let's say hypothetically, is, and this is definitely hypothetical, is 1 hertz, just an example. Then 2 hertz, and they crank it up with ELF transmission, might be a frequency of lust. Crank it up to 3, it's another emotion that comes out of the person by being hit by that beam of micro, lower magnetic frequency beam into that person, or that microchip, permeates in the body, changing the frequency of vibration of the body, resulting in that emotion. Oh, this is slam dunk. This is proven over and over. Now, they have it quantified. Now, that's by technology, microwave transmission, ELF, electromagnetic lower frequency transmission from devices, like a ray gun sort of thing. This is old technology. A microchip enhances it. Mark of the Beast would enhance it even further. And they can deliver, they're doing it now, look it up. Your dear old grandmother can have a microchip inside her, and they can deliver her medications through that microchip. It's released in that microchip. By a telephone call. By hitting a button on a computer, and her serial number comes up and it releases it in her bloodstream. Don't even have to go to the hospital. Man, this is old technology. This ain't new. Can you see the implications of this? Why you don't take the mark of the beast? John MacArthur, theologian, is so full of baloney. He's got more than Oscar Mayer in any warehouse. He is a liar from the word go. You can take the mark of the beast, he says. He's another one, turncoat theologian. Get away from these liars. Get away fast. I'm not going to play his actual recording. I've got it, but I don't have time to play it right now. But John MacArthur said it on the air in an interview or in his preaching. You can take the mark of the beast. It's okay. God won't mind. That's what he says. See how evil these people are, pretend to be Christian? Anyway, that's the microchip. Now, guess what? The demonic entities, the demons that you can't see, that are real, in the second heaven, of the supernatural realm, each one has a different frequency of vibration. It delineates their rank and structure by frequencies. It's not doodads, knickknacks on their chest, or stones that they color, although stones have frequency of vibration also. So if you are homosexual, you have a certain frequency, opens up your what they call chakras or whatever. But when that frequency of homosexuality cues up, that demon's allowed to come in because the frequency matches your frequency. Well, they can quantify that, man, with technology. Vaccines. Drugs. Hey, you got it now? Each drug has a different frequency because it's a different compound. Bath salts. The frequency vibration of a cannibalistic demonic entity. That's why they get all hot inside, because the entity is powerful and gets inside the body through that drug, like meth of some kind, but a specific kind of frequency allows a demon to come in, and the body gets heated up to the point of just bursting, so they strip off their clothes and get naked. And then the demon specifically is a cannibalistic demon. That's why they start chowing down on people. Don't do that in marijuana or even cocaine. But this bath salt you do, there's a difference, a different frequency. Opens up the portal for a different demon. Literally. That's how that works. Now, they're using the technology to explain away the supernatural. That's what Freud was all about, and Tavistock, to set things up. Cancer is man-made. HIV, man-made, Fort Detrick, Maryland, in the late 70s. Oh, yeah. Don't blame it on God. An overview of the ELF, ALF, but ELF, ELF, electromagnetic lower frequency vibrations, GWEND, GWEN towers, and HARP, and their connection, and also with the chemtrails. We talked about that yesterday. See, the earth is wrapped in a donut-shaped magnetic field. God put it there. And there are circular lines of magnetic flux continuously descend into the North Pole, emerge from the South Pole, continuously moving. The ionosphere, electromagnetic wave conductor, is about 62 miles above the Earth. And if I understand it correctly, it consists of kind of a layer of electrical charged particles that acts as a shield from solar winds. Van Allen Belt, family, listen to the implications. Think about the implications, but let me tell you something. The Van Allen Belt that a ninth grader knows from basic science, the human body cannot, there's no material will protect you. The human body cannot go past the Van Allen Belt. Or you're going to cook like a goose in a microwave oven. You ain't going to make it. The radiation waves goes through anything you got. By the way, the Van Allen Belt is between the Earth and the Moon. Do the math on that. So, that's why the astronauts are Freemasons. They lie. That's why they're defensive when they ask about what they really did. Oh, we've been so lied to. But that's understandable. Freemasons take a blood oath to lie to their families and everybody else. That's why you need to get out of it, Freemasons. Anyway, natural waves are created in this God-created world and space. So life could exist on Earth. Adam and Eve, plants and animals. You know, they're thought to be caused by multiple lightning storms. Collectively, these waves are called the Schumann resonance. That's what you're in. The strongest current registers at about 7.8 hertz exactly. Now, remember Anthony Sutton, what he said about people become riotous? What did he say yesterday? He said about 11 hertz, didn't he? Remember that? He said about 11 hertz. He gave exactly the number. He gave exactly the number. He said you'd be hit with a beam in this room, either by individual, or if they spread over the whole room, with a blast of this microwave beam at 11 hertz registered. People start picking up plants and throwing them and acting out and going crazy. Nobody knows why. Well, I'm going to tell you why. It's what I'm doing right now. 1 hertz is 1 cycle per second. 1 kilohertz is 1,000 CPS. 1 megahertz is about 1 million CPS. Now, a 1 hertz wave has a wavelength that's 186,000 miles long. Light travels at 1 second. A 10 hertz wave is about 18,600 miles long. And radio waves are move at the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second. This is quantified. Now, HARP, the creator of HARP, goes back to Tesla technology that was stolen from Tesla by J.P. Morgan and another rat fink called Thomas Alva Edison. Bunch of frauds and bogus. Oh, yeah. Tesla had the knowledge. Edison's just a ripoff. And J.P. Morgan's nothing but a secret society pusher of lies. J.P. Morgan worked with Churchill to murder 1,201 lives aboard the Lusitania. This is documented by Colin Simpson, a historian. Willful murder, J.P. Morgan. And Churchill, who was at Malta. You get the idea of the connections here? Now, the creator designed living beings to resonate to 11 natural Schumann resonance frequency pulsations. And that is in order to evolve harmoniously to live, in other words. And the ionosphere is manipulated by U.S. government scientists. By 13, specifically one they said is down now, but it's not, Alaskan transmitter called HAARP. H-A-A-R-P. High Frequency Active Aerial Research Program in Alaska. And there's about 13 or more throughout the United States. And they got little towers throughout the U.S. that cover is called Gwyn Coils, Gwyn Towers. Those funny looking towers that you see that are too short to be cell phone towers, too thick. You're like, what are those things? Oh, they've got to be cell phone towers. They're not. They're connectors, transmitters of HAARP. They deliver the ELF transmission. One tower will cover 200 to 300 miles, like in a donut shape. So they overlap throughout the United States. That's how they deliver it. That's what those little towers are. Uh-huh. That's true. Now, ELF waves produced from HAARP, when targeted on certain areas, can weather engineer or create mood changes that can affect millions of people, a town, a building, a flash mob, or an individual. That's how they commit suicide. They can even talk to them through voice-to-skull technology. It's like having a transmitter in your ear, and they talk to you like you're in a Secret Service kind of guy. It's not much different. He said it bypasses the technology, goes straight to the brain. You can hear it inside the brain center. So if you got a microchip, like we talked about yesterday, there's your connection. Septal implants. You can hear voices and wonder where they're coming from, and you think, oh man, I got to go see a doctor. No, it's technology. That's what the vets are hearing. That's why the 26 suicides per day. And unfortunately, they have some of these in schools, right near the school. They've got some of these transmitters on Freemason lodges, because nobody's going to mess with them. Oh, they sneaky. Why do you think the children act out? Then put them on ADHD, which is a lie. No such thing as ADHD. Then you give them drugs. Y'all getting the picture here? Why you need prayer? Why you need the Holy Spirit? Because God keeps them back. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you see what can happen? I'm trying to make that point by giving you exactly what they're doing. Now, this thing called HAARP, which is 13 of them in the world, the one in Alaska, the targets on certain areas, do weather control, weather engineer, and they can create mood changes of millions of people. Either in the entire United States, the entire state of Texas, a town of Timbuktu, Kalamazoo, Missouri, it don't matter, Mount Airy, North Carolina, they can target a grid square, or a building, or an individual, and talk to them. This is old technology. It's not new. The intended wattage is 1,700 billion watts of power. These HAARP sends waves in the earth because it bounces off the ionosphere down to the earth like a pool shot. So they can put it anywhere they want. Well, it can cause a vibration too. 30 watts they use to find oil. By creating a vibration, it comes back a frequency. And the computer identifies the frequency, tells you, well, that's shale, or that's oil, or that's water, or whatever, because different frequency vibration. So now you increase that 30 watts power to 1,700 billion watts of shaking, you got yourself an earthquake of massive quantity, massive power. They can move tornadoes, create tornadoes, cold air on top, cold air on the top, hot in the bottom, something like that, and switch it around. by heating up the atmosphere is physics. Creates tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, famine from drought that they can create, or too much rain, or too much snow. Oh. And the X's and the crisscrossing, you see, laid by the planes, is the chemicals put out to identify certain areas that's unsaturated. They can see it from satellites. Dr. Hilde confirms it. Anthony Sutton talks about it. I'm giving you details. Now, 64 elements in the ground modulate with vibration of some sort, different. So your geomagnetic waves come from the ground. Now, the earth has a natural brain rhythm. It's balanced with all these. The same minerals were found in red blood corpuscles. Uh-huh. You getting it? There's a relation between the blood and geometric waves. There's a connection. So an imbalance between the Schumann and geomagnetic waves disrupts your biorhythms. Yeah. It's natural geometric magnetic type waves are being replaced by artificially created low frequency ground waves coming from these Gwyn towers. It's not natural. Changing your wave vibrations inside your body. So these Gwyn coils and towers, later came out, are placed about 300 miles apart across the United States. So they allow frequencies to be tailored to the geometric field strength in each area of the United States or Europe. It will enhance holographic imagery. Chemtrails will distribute strontium, barium, niobate. Barium, niobate. You'll find an army project of 3D holographic imagery that encompasses the chemical called strontium, barium, niobate that's being distributed in the atmosphere. In other words, a great big TV tube using the satellites as a vector. Voice-to-skull technology given the illusion of telepathy. This is not new. This is old. So when you're Christians out there that don't know about this, see this fake false prophet, Sanan Emanuel, calling himself Yeshua, starts talking to people of the world, they're going to freak out because they're not going to know it's all technology. Get ready for the falling away. Because lukewarm Christians will freak out. I'm very blunt about this. I don't mince words. That's where it's headed to. You know, they operate in the lower frequency range, transmissions between, well, from their research, their technology, of 150 to 175 kilohertz. They emit waves from the upper VHF to the lower UHF range of 225 to 400 megahertz. See, it's all quantified. I'm not going to go into much more of this, but I'm trying to get you to understand how this is so quantified. There's a whole explanation in scientific terms that would serve no purpose for me to go into. But I will tell you that the entire Gwyn system that they have set up inside the United States consists of, depending on which source of data you use, from 58 to an intended 300 transmitters spread across the United States. And each with a tower 300 to 500 feet high, 300 feet of copper wires that spoke like fascial Gwyn coils found out from the base of it, about 5 to 7 feet in the ground. And they interact with the earth like I'm not adept on electronics, but like a kind of a thin-shelled conductor of sort. It radiates radio wave energy over very long distances through the ground. Nothing to stop it, except the amount of energy put out to extend it. Nothing in the ground is going to stop it. So, consequently, very simply explained, our here United States is like bathed in this magnetic field, which can rise from the ground up to 500 feet, but goes down into basements, so everybody can be affected and mind controlled by these chips. And the entire artificial ground wave spreads out over the whole United States like a web. So you put the microchips from the vaccines that we talked about yesterday. Can you do the math on that one? It's easier to mind control and hypnotize people who are bathed in this artificial electromagnetic wave. You need the Holy Spirit to get through this. You take the drugs, you take the vaccines, you take the nanobot technology, you got yourself a deadly cocktail that's being used today. Now, the Glenn transmitters spread throughout the United States have many different functions. One is control the weather. Two is mind control. Three is behavior and mood control. And four is sending out synthetic telepathy as kind of a sound, infrasound to victims with U.S. government mind control implants. Aw, oh, come on, Tom. Yeah, really? Then you want to right now, this very second, you want to plug in your little search bar and do 7,800 veterans are suing the CIA and DOD for septal implants. Do it right now. See what you get. It's been going on since 2010. That's how they do it. Now, remember what we talked about yesterday, the woodpecker? Well, you see, Gwen works with conjunction with HARP and the Russian woodpecker transmitter. That's similar to HARP. See, the Russians openly market the small version of this weather engineering system called ELATE. It's kind of a fine-tuned weather patterns over a 200-mile area. And they get the same range as the Gwen units. The system operates at Moscow Airport. For example, they used it against our embassy there several decades ago. And the Gwen towers shoot enormous bursts of energy in the atmosphere in conjunction with HARP. A lot of major floods, you'll notice in the Midwest area, occurred in 1993. You got upside also in the atmosphere, atmospheric vapor rivers that they tap into. I'm not going into that. It's quite extensive to talk about that. But I will go into this. And here comes an interesting part. These ELF waves can vibrate the same frequency of a human brain. Electricity emissions depress the thyroid gland. They can cause you all kinds of trouble. But here's the interesting part. Dr. Andrea Putarich, around 1950s, 1960s time frame, right before the baby boomers were targeted, he found that a clairvoyant, the future, I see in this, in this glass, I see, that's your bowling ball. Give me this. Okay. I see in this glass here that you're going to receive all that stuff going on. Let me see your palm. Stop it, it tickles. Quit. So anyway, all this clairvoyant nonsense, Edgar Cayce, all these kind of things are demonic. That's where they get their power from. Jane Dixon. It's demonic. A demon knows or can set up the future as only allowed by God in some cases. They always come close, but not a banana. So they can set up your future if you allow it to. That's what reading horoscopes and all that, tarot cards and all that, is against God. Ouija boards, all that nonsense. It's a magnet to demonic entities, is what that is. You're given permission so the demons can come in, the demons can operate. That's why they hold hands. People, everybody hold hands together. Yeah, because all the energy is directed to allow the demons to come in. There's no Holy Spirit there. You got it now? Now you add technology to it. Woo-hoo, man, I tell you what. So here's some details for you. Watch. Dr. Peterich founded a clairvoyant, brainwaves, who's now we know, like high-level Freemasons, high-level others, are possessed by demonic entities. Oh, yeah. A clairvoyant's brainwaves, as being possessed, can go up to 8 hertz when their psychic powers become operative. It shows up on scanners, the demonic activity inside the brain. Dr. Peterich saw that an Indian yoga, not to be confused with Yoga Bear, he saw an Indian yoga in 1956 control his brainwaves. He deliberately shifted his consciousness from one level to another. So Peterich trained people with this biofeedback to do this consciously. Now, I know about this from being in martial arts for 30 years. You learn how to develop your chi force below your navel to put all your energy into one small part to cause complete destruction to somebody's body. And you learn where to hit certain parts of the body that causes disruption of their natural flow of their juices. And where to cause extreme pain by touching certain parts of the body or striking certain parts of the body that can kill. Because you disrupt the natural flow of their chi. I'm not going to go into that, but I just touch upon it. Yeah, no pun intended. But in any case, a healer made 8 hertz waves pass through a patient, healing their heart trouble. The brain emitted 8 hertz. And you know, one person he found emitted a certain frequency that made another resonate the same frequency. So brains are extremely vulnerable to any technology which sends out ELF waves. Because they immediately start resonating to the outside signal like a tuning fork kind of effect. Now, demons cause maladies in the body. ELF waves can cause maladies in the body. When you got a Vatican exorcist, and Roberto Rivera, Cardinal Bea, several confirms this. The demonic entities inside the person, sick, crazy, or whatever. He comes in with his exorcist nonsense. He does, hello, shalom, blah, 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 whatever he does. And the person's healed after a little bit of show of supernatural whiz-bangs. Thank you, ma'am, gone. Okay. What reported is this, is there's a collaboration between the exorcist, Vatican exorcist, and the demon. An agreement. A connection. That the demon leaves, giving power to that exorcist or Vatican priest. Therefore, you're beholden to him. That's how voodoo works. Same thing. So the demon leaves, which heals the person, because the demon's causing it. And Albert Rivera confirms this. That's how that works. A fake healing. Your Benny Hinn, slap on the forehead. Your Dalai Lama, the butthead thing. The butthead thing transfers one demon to the human being. In the 6-inch, 4 to 6-inch distance between the two foreheads. The demon's transferred. I know that sounds a little crazy for you, but that's what happens. That's where the slap on the forehead is putting the demon into them by these so-called healers at these charismatic meetings. It's not healing at all. Benny Hinn's a fraud. Serious, serious, evil fraud. Most of them are. Rolling around on the floor, crying, screaming, jumping around. That's demonic influence called Kundalini. Oh, yeah. There's no such thing as slaying the spirit. Saved? Yes. Slain? No. Drunk in the spirit? No. Well, technology synthesizes it, makes it synthetic. Now, here's what they drew out. Now, more specific, I will give you. What is the average resonance that we operate normal? It's 7.8 hertz. That's normal. That's the Earth's pulse rate, documented. It makes a person feel good, producing an altered state. But now, if you target, as I've been saying to you, with these towers, microwave beam to an individual, town, flash mob, or an entire country in this bath of ELF transmission, if you target it and increase the energy output of 10.8 to 11 hertz, or 12, that has riotous behavior, hate, and murder will result. And they don't know why. If you decrease under 7.8 hertz to like 6.6, 6 to 6.6, 5, you get depression. The body's depressed. It's like tired, depressed. Now you put the voices in there. You put the Ritalin. Y'all getting the point here? You got yourself a suicide. They have quantified it this much. Now, Puterich made ELF waves change RNA and DNA. Do they not tell you in your microwave oven when you're cooking food that it changes the nutritious properties of it? Well, hello. Come on now. That's what we're talking about here. Microwave. So you put food in the microwave, changes the nutritional quality of it, doesn't it? What do you think happens to you when they hit you with ELF transmission? Hello there. Not good. Need the Holy Spirit. You'd be amazed at how much the Holy Spirit's holding these people back. That's the point I want you to draw from it. But I'm not done. When this ELF waves changes RNA and DNA, isn't that called translation? And it breaks your hydrogen bonds to make a person have a higher vibratory rate. See, Puterich wanted to go beyond the psychic 8 hertz and attract your PSI phenomena. James Hurtak, H-U-R-T-A-K. He worked for Puterich. And he wrote in a book, The Keys of Enoch. See, Enoch's a fraud. Bill Enoch is a man of God, but the Enoch they're talking about is a fraud. Book of Enoch's a fraud. The Keys of Enoch is nothing but satanic research of the supernatural and the processes God created to manipulate them. He found that ultraviolet caused hydrogen bombs to break, and it's raised the vibratory rate. So, here comes one of my main points. This one named Puterich, he presented the mental effect of ELF waves to military leaders. They wouldn't believe him at first. He gave this to certain dignitaries of other Western nations. From reports that I've read and other folks, that they burned his house down in New York to shut him up. He went to Mexico. But the Russians discovered which ELF frequencies did what to the human brain. So they began the zapping, as Ethne Sutton talked about, of the U.S. Embassy in Moscow, 4th of July, 1976. And they used electromagnetic waves, varied the signals, including focusing on 10 hertz, put people in the hypnotic state. Russians and North Koreans use that in portable mind control machines to extract confessions. You know, a machine was even found in American church to help the congregation believe. And the Russian woodpecker that Anthony Sutton talked about in the other article, the other testimony I gave you, talked about the woodpecker machine traveled across the world from a transmitter near Kiev. And the U.S. Air Force identified five different frequencies in this particular compound called the woodpecker signal that was sending signals through the earth and the atmosphere. Now, as I said before, Nikola Tesla was channeled, but he's an Orthodox Christian. He's a Serbian Orthodox Christian. J.P. Morgan, Tesla, stole his inventions, and they murdered him, had him murdered at an elder age. Nikola Tesla revealed in 1901 that power could be transmitted through the ground using ELF waves. Nothing stops or weakens these signals. So the Russians got a hold of Tesla's papers when they were finally returned to Yugoslavia after his death. Now, you are in the picture here. Now, I could continue on telling you what I have discovered here. And, but I hope you all get the idea. You know, there was in Puterich, I will tell you, by 1948, 1949, he graduated his experiments to monkeys and destroyed their eardrums permanently, enabled them to pick up sounds without the eardrum intact. Huh? He discovered a nerve in the tongue that could be used to facilitate hearing. He created the dental tooth implant, which mind control victims now claim is placed in their mouth by controlled dentists who are Freemasons. Causes them, as veterans have said, and civilians, to hear voices in it. And the implant was placed under the dental cap or lodged in the jaw. And yesterday, confirmed the implant of nanobot technology. So now I'm not just talking from science fiction. I gave you real testimony from real scientists that were not afraid to tell the truth. And so the implants are smaller than a hair's width and injected with vaccines and flu shots. Millions have had this done unknowingly. And these biochips circulate in the bloodstream and lodge in the brain, stop there. So they enable the victim to hear voices by the implant. So the so-called alien abduction are test subjects. They're no aliens at all. They're demonic and they're governments type people. I know that sounds crazy, but it's what they are. You have a fake alien abduction event coming. And some reported it's fake. It's not aliens at all. And it was revealed to be actually the work of U.S. military personnel using technology to make hologram spaceships outside. Virtual reality. Scenarios of going into a spaceship with humans in costumes has been astutely perceived. A real alien abduction do occur, but not by aliens or demonic. They're government personnel. And they use this alien abduction, it's just silly nonsense, mockery. But people like to believe it. Because to believe otherwise means you accept the demons. If you believe there's demons, then you know there's a God. If there's a God, you know you're going to be judged. So they can't accept that. They got to accept this alien nonsense. This is what's going on today. And I'm just barely scratching the surface to give you some idea of what's really going on around you. Now, The past couple of days I've been talking about what? Fluoride, right? Okay, now, let's draw the connections. See, chemtrails being sprayed all over the United States. That's the crisscross patterns, not the little trail that follows the plane. That's not it. That's contrail. But the big, long, from horizon to horizon, the crisscross, tic-tac-toe, those kind of, that's chemicals. Family, that's chemicals. Now, they contain diseases, chemicals, colds, flu, smallpox, chickenpox, strontium, barium, niobate, aluminum oxide, effects of the immune system, all kinds of garbage going on here. They produce apathy, which works in conjunction with fluoridation of the water. The seventh phase of Tyler's plan, Tyler going back to the 18th century, eight phases to subjugate a culture. The seventh phase is apathy. Well, remember I've said before, they facilitate each one of the phases. Bondage, freedom, or bondage, a movement, they get courage, they get freedom. It always follows four steps. Then they get abundance of whatever they didn't have, they got now. Then they get apathetic, selfish, and then back to dictatorship. It follows about an 8-step program. They've got it quantified. It's amazing. That's where the 4th of July comes from. That's where Albanians, Bali Kamtari, it's always the Magna Carta. It's all freedom. Freedom is the trigger to control a population. So you got to put them in bondage first, whether it's religious or freedom, liberty, captivity, whatever. Then give them freedom. Give them a movement, Protestantism, Islam, something that they can hang on to, and you monitor it. You make it happen. This is what's going on today. Tavistock facilitates this. It goes back way before Tavistock. I'm sorry that I can't give you more detail because I don't have the time, or I would. But I'm giving you kind of an overview of what's really, really happening. And this is not theory. I'm not giving you some theory or opinion. I'm telling you what's going on today. Fluoride. It began in the year 1900 AD. Now I can tell you more about it. Fluoride produces apathy. It's not about teeth. Oh, please, get over it. And it works in conjunction with fluoridation of the water that they planned in the year 1900. As well as aspartame, drugs, and fluoride. And what it does, like marijuana is going to do and has been doing, listen now, fluoride, marijuana, marijuana, fluoride, apathy. Hey, man, oh yeah, I feel good, yeah. Apathy, come on now. Chicken chong, come on. Fluoride disables the willpower section of the brain. It impairs the left occipital lobe. That's what it does. So now when they make it legal, and they will, like prohibition, same thing. Make it illegal, people are going to want it. That's what Anthony, what's her face? Anthony. Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton. They were Illuminati. Man, they were hired by the Rothschilds. They were hired by the Morgans, man. The feminist movement, all this stuff. Prohibition. Make it illegal. People are going to want it. Then we'll control it and put it in their system. Let's sing some country songs. I'm going to get drunk tonight. My wife done left me uptight. And blah, blah, blah. Right? That's what it's all about. I'm a man. I smoke Marlboro. I'm a lady. I smoke. What lady smokes? Tipperello. It's all on commercial. Get you into it. That's what they've been doing to us long. Now, you don't think marijuana is not going to disable the willpower besides making you hungry? It's going to both do both. So they got a little electronic cigarette that's going to be nothing more than electronic bong underneath your chin. Now, I don't know if I won't be driving out there and they make marijuana legal. They're going to make it legal, just like they did homosexual marriage, just like they're going to do child euthanasia in Oregon. Family creeping up on you. I'm trying to warn you. I'm trying to warn you what's coming. Fluoride and selenium enable people to hear voices. EMF waves create disturbances in biological processes of the body, as I explained now, as explained yesterday. Can be activated in the population once diseases are introduced in the body from the chemtrails and the microchips and the vaccines. Satan doesn't sleep. His secret society members are at his willful call. Witchcraft is in your military, in your government, in your industry, law enforcement, schools. It's all connected. Wicca, Luciferian, satanic worship. That is Satan's, is God of this world, but he's not king. His time's temporary. You see what's going on today? You think mankind could form all this? Heck no. Our war is not on the physical, it's supernatural. But I'm not done yet. You know these chemtrails that they got out there that all over the skies in Europe and everywhere else, including the United States? They even put those chemtrails in commercials and TV to make it look like it's normal. You ever notice that? That's so pathetic. Anyway, they've been analyzed and shown to be creating cleavages in spatial perception. In other words, it blocks the interaction of certain amino acids. It relates to higher consciousness and to increase dopamine in the brain, producing a listless, spaced-out state of lower reactive mind. Dopamine is what they manipulate. So that's where they think they've been UFO abducted. It's been a fake. They've been fooled. It's part of a great plan of mind control transmitters covering the whole of the United States and England, disguised as cell phone towers and trees. Power from microwaves can be turned up to such a level that people can die from it. Have a heart attack, affect their pacemaker. Y'all getting this point, what I'm telling you? Look up Peterich. It can increase body electricity in others, giving people psychic powers, but actually it's possession. This is where Masons at the 33rd degree renounce Jesus Christ. Then they're able to be infused with a demonic entity. That demonic entity gives them certain powers they think is theirs. It's not. That's where your psychics working for police departments and the military super soldiers at remote viewing, that's where they get their power from. They have, should I say it? Well, I'll tell you this, ETs, there's no such thing as ETs. Voices in the head produced in prisoners in Utah prisons using Tesla technology. They always test subjects. Each of the prisoners received the same message from ET, which was not ET. It's easy to produce voices in the head without implants. A prisoner called David Frates, F-R-A-T-U-S, in Draper Prison, Utah, 1988. He wrote, and I quote, "I began to receive or hear high-frequency tones in my ears. When I plug my ears, the tones are still there and become amplified. It's as if they become electrified echo chambers with the sounds coming from the inside out. I began to hear voices into my inner ears as vivid as though I was listening to a set of stereo headphones. With the end result being that I'm now having my brain monitored by an omnipotent computerized mind reading or scanning machine of some sort," unquote. And he also had hundreds of inmates at the Gunnison facility at Utah State Prison and the state hospital were subject to this kind of mind control in order to test it in the early 1970s. Remember what I told you yesterday about Schwetzbell, his study about implants, homosexuals they used? I got the study on that one. Hearing voices, overriding implanting thoughts in the mind. It's all technology, tracking. I'll tell you this. I'll go ahead and tell you. You have in the Freemasons a thing called the Royal Secret that only a third of the 33rd degree Freemasons know. I was made aware of it by certain ways, but anyway, I've never been a Mason. No, never would. But anyway, the Royal Secret, they call it. I'll tell you what it is. The Royal Secret is called the Trans-U-Gothic Experience. Trans, T-R-A-N-S, dash, U-Y-U-G-O-T-H-I-C, Trans-U-Gothic Experience. Well, here's what it is. And this is the purpose of Child Protective Service. Uh-huh. To find children that will they can make disappear on the scope, just go away. Providing the CIA to the center of the Pentagon. There's some rooms down there. By sodomizing, murdering, sacrificing, sodomizing young boys, rape, a trans-Gothic experience occurs. It's an abomination to God's creation. It's a mockery. But it's also a key by way they become possessed. So the individual performing these acts of murder, rape, sodomy, does a ritual of sort and is infused with a demonic entity that gives them certain powers. That's why you read about witches and certain medical facilities that are linked up to witchcraft that you don't know about. Drink the blood of infants, rape infants, eat the flesh of infants, because the life is in the blood. The innocence is transferred to the person doing it. Y'all understanding how the supernatural now intermingles with technology? I've taken you to a whole new level. Some of y'all might find this disgusting, but you need to know what's going on in your country. You need to know what's going on in the government on both sides of the ocean. Now, your so-called good guys at the CFR and the Pentagon and the State Department, the highest level, and the world leaders are not what you think they are. Check out Bohemian Grove. You had Reagan and Nixon, that other pagan with him. This is who they are. This is what they are. And the ones that start to tell on it are assassinated. Now that's really what's going on today. And you think God's going to let that go on forever? No. You think God's going to let it go at all? No. Judgment is coming upon this earth. Judgment is coming to the United States. The reason I let this go on is to placate them into thinking they have control. Because of lukewarmness of Christians, because of the satanic ones that's given a reprobate mind, but gives people choices to make. And faith that you got to have of who's really in control. God will allow it to a certain time. And enough is enough. Well, Satan, as I've explained to you now in very, very simple terms, has quantified God's creation so he can manipulate it. And I've explained it massively simplistic. I'll give you something else. You remember Einstein, of course, and his theory of relativity. Now, I'm just an old country boy. You know, I do a little studying here and there, and I basically get math. 2 + 2 = 5, you know. But I do know a little bit about physics here and there. You're taught that Einstein equals mc squared over 2 is about traveling at 186,000 miles per second, right? Point A to point B, and you go this fast, and you come back. So life has moved on ahead in the world you left, and when you come back, you're young, they're old. That's part of it. It's very simplistic. But that's not it at all. That's a distraction, man. Let me tell you about that theory. That theory is right, but not what I've just described. That's why they describe it that way, so you won't figure out what it's about. You take energy, ELF transmission, equals mass, that's your body, times the speed of light squared, 106,000 miles per second. Now, let's solve for mass. You have energy that you can measure, 8 hertz, 9 hertz, 10 hertz, 50, whatever. You can measure it. You have devices to measure it. And you increase the speed to 500,000 miles per second or 1,000,000 miles per second, you will affect on the unknown quantity of mass, causing a translation. The Philadelphia experiment. Now you see how that works. They're trying to get back to the third heaven. They're trying to figure out how to beat God in his own game. Hadron Collider. To change mass by increasing the particles faster. Now you understand? I will ascend above the Most High. He tried it at the Tower of Babel. It didn't work. He going to try it again? It's not going to work. You control the weather. You control God's weapons. That's not going to work. Harp will be destroyed. That's why the sixth seal will be a great earthquake. Will destroy everything that man thought he ever built. Will be gone. All it takes is one change of frequency, wave vibration, that God controls with a wiggle of his finger. Everything they've got, no pun intended, just goes to pot. Boom, just like that, it's done. And there's nothing they can do about it, because they cannot create. They can only recreate and destroy. Can't even do that, really. All God's got to do is wiggle his finger, whatever he does, change the frequency, and your computers will go pfft. God's in control, family. You see, whose side you on? You better start choosing your side. Because, man, they're going down. Talk about thermodynamics. They have no idea how much thermodynamics goes on in hell. It's hot down there. And you ain't getting out. And the body they'll acquire will not die. It'll just feel pain. Family, I don't mince words. I don't play patty cake neither. Jesus Christ is coming back. They think they've got it licked here. They ain't got nothing licked. They're just messing where they shouldn't be messing. It's kind of like we call down home. You got a sleeping old dog. Sometimes it's better to let him sleep. Well, they just shook his cage. And that dog ain't happy. Now you got my point. Family, because when he comes back, he ain't coming back as your lawyer. He's not coming back, forgive them, Father, they know not what they do. He's coming back to judge. That's a whole different Jesus when he comes back. Not while he left. He's your advocate to the Father. But when he comes back, he's coming back with a ball, peen, and hammer. And that's what he's coming back for. Is to clean house. They think they can stop him. They think they can go against him. They got some kind of dumb in their geniuses, I'll tell you that. Now, I have grossly simplified this system of mind control. How they bring it all together to get you to accept their lies. to control your children. Cause our vets to commit suicide by design. Using Tavistock. Using technology that Satan has infused in the population. He sold our ancestors a bill of goods through the New Age movement. It's called the plan. Now, I've not went over that. It's just too long to get into, but he came up with a plan. It's called the plan. To get it through, the protocols learned of the design. When he sold our ancestors this bill of goods, lies, called the plan, he called them solar angels. Ascended masters. Controlling politics, education, philosophy, art, science, religions, and all finance worldwide. Six branches called Ashram Rays. And each one has objectives, milestones, committees formed by mankind that have given their lives to Lucifer. They said that once a man touches the electric field of the planet, he becomes radioactive and inspired with a great drive to work and serve in spite of conditions. What we call it is possession of demonic spirits. Influenced by Satan is what it's called. They call it something else. To pull people in. Part of their plan, number 17. What's numbered? To clean the polluted air, water, and soil all over the earth. All they're going to do is change the frequency of vibration to clean it. And they'll take credit for it in the first seal. To minimize the noise of all machinery. To provide enough food, adequate housing, and clothes for everybody everywhere. Sounds a little bit like communism, don't it? To program 3 days of labor, 1 day of rest, 3 days of spiritual joy and striving. The one that really got my attention was number 30. To use atomic energy to build a new civilization, the new and better world, and to create the finer, more spiritual conditions. Hey, UCFR guys, a scientist, you got sold a bill of goods, didn't you? Because they're going to use atomic energy to destroy civilizations, to pass on cancer, to make an older, worse world, to create less spiritual conditions and destroy mankind. They didn't tell them that. Oh, they get to number 31, to cultivate the soul powers and superhuman awareness. I bet you like that, Freemasons, don't you? You really believe that? To reveal sources of individual, national, and global energy centers. Oh, they got all this stuff. I got 40 of them, man. 40 of them. This is called the first seal. To provide conditions of the total liberation of women all over the world while deepening their sense of motherhood as responsibilities. Does that have anything to do with eight wombs they produce and artificial wombs? Feminism? You see what they've done? What the truth is? To build the racial antiquarana. I'm not going to explain that one. To bring all the races together into one culture. It's amazing how they've, and this all turns around. They make the conditions, they create the diseases, and give you the cures. And both are evil. Family, you see, I ain't going to read all these, but you got the idea. It's all documented in their own textbooks. Science of Christ. Science of Christ by Harry Belias. He's a New Ager. He was channeled and he brought in their plans, exactly. I found this textbook through Illuminati, through connections, and they have to print these things, but they guarantee that people that don't know will read it. If they read it, they won't know what they're reading. They won't realize what it really is. Pam, I got a few more minutes to go. I'm going to continue tomorrow with some other tricks of their sleeve. And I want to cover tomorrow news about how it applies. I want to talk tomorrow about creating a nationalized police force. I'm going to talk about it after 5 years. I haven't really talked about it in detail. Oh, look at here. Quote, a majority of Americans now support marijuana legalization, survey shows. Imagine that. Quote, majority of Republican millennials support marijuana legalization. How about that? Moving right along. And Keith Copeland, Protestants return to Mother Church. Why? Because he's a Jesuit. He's another liar like the rest of them. He's a Freemason. To bring us all back to the Vatican. To re-spiritualize. Head toward the New Age movement. That's what they're up to. And here they got the dawn of man. Ethiopian jawbone. A fossil pushes back human origins. Well, there you go. A jawbone has just discredited the Bible. Isn't that something? That's recent. A jawbone now pushes back the Bible. A piece of bone. I tell you, man, talking about grasping for straws, they got a whole box of them. We're in a whole lot of trouble, but God's coming back. Jesus is going to come back here. And all this nonsense that they're sticking out at you is going to go by the wayside. Family, tonight, we'll talk about the rapture a little bit and some other things in the end of time review, Bible study, 8 to 9. And then tomorrow, 4 to 6, tomorrow will be the 6th of March. Today is the 5th of March. Tomorrow, the 6th of March, we'll be live. Barring any access changes, plans, or missing of electricity. And we'll continue talking with what they've got set up. And I do want to talk about solutions, pretty much being an informed and educated Christian, not connected with Christianity, but following Jesus. Be informed and educated. And draw near to Christ and keep life in his proper perspective. I want to talk about that toward the end tomorrow. Tonight, Bible study, 8 to 9. Family, you think, well, gosh, man, all this stuff, it's about praying. It's about the Holy Spirit. It's about using the supernatural on your side. Because that's where your power is. And to know, I'm showing you all they've set up to let you know how much God has protected you up to date. That's the point. You have been protected all along. They can't act. If they're in control, how come they don't have control? If they control both sides of every war, if they control all the police department, control all of the intelligence agencies, all the military, all the government, how come they haven't established the new order by now? And they failed, haven't they? You ever thought about that? You think, oh, they control everything. Really? How come they haven't come through with it then? Because God held them back, that's why. Because they can't. They control everything, but can't do anything God won't allow. Otherwise, they've already done it by now. That's the point I want to get across. They're not in control. Otherwise, they'd have control right now, since they own both sides of every war, every movement, every country. And yet, they still don't have it. That counts for something. And all this hazardous material in the workplace and all that, I'm surprised we survived all this time, baby boomers. But guess how you did? Because the Spirit of God is right there with you. That's how you did. He's the one that kept them back. Sometimes he lets things go because you turn away from him. He can't help you then. You got to take him into your life. And then leaving this earth, Coming back, man. Coming back. Take Jesus as your Savior. Repent of sins. Get on your knees. You don't need a church or religion or priest or rabbi or whatever. You don't need them. It's between you and Jesus Christ alone. It's not about Christianity. It ain't about Hinduism. It ain't about word faith, about none of that. It's about you and Jesus Christ. That's it. In your bedroom, in your car, wherever you are, it don't matter. It's between you and Jesus. That's, you don't need all this other. You need Jesus and Jesus alone. And the King James Bible has the true Word of God, and that's the only one on the face of this planet that's ever been, is the King James Bible, and they can't prove otherwise. Otherwise, they would already. Now, if you want to believe a jawbone, then go on ahead. I can find one of those anywhere. Y'all have a good night now here, and we'll see y'all tonight, 8 to 9, or tomorrow, 4 to 6, hit the ground running. Good night. God bless. This is your watchman, Thomas Campbell, signing off.
Spirit in sweet release, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
I am with you every day to the end.